the options on your pump. Choose Unleaded 88 and know that you're helping your car, the environment, and Wisconsin farmers. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomps Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomps Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomps Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Carlos Santana leads off the bottom of the fourth for the Brewers. 1-0 Padres, and Pedro Avila's first pitch misses high with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Santana worked to walk back in the first inning. Avila out of the windup brings home the 1-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. This is just the second start of the season for Avila. It's his fourth start in his big league career. He made a couple of starts back in 2019. Avila looks in through his glove. And here's the 1-1 pitch, and that missed up and in. And it's two balls and a strike, fastball at 95 that time. The most pitches he's thrown in an outing, he threw 90 back on the 6th when he came in out of the bullpen. 2-1 is down in the dirt. It's three balls and one strike on Santana. So he's thrown some pitches once as a starter back on August 1st. He threw 88 pitches, worked just four innings that day. He's worked 4 2/3 a couple of times. Those were both in relief. Pretty good shape pitch count wise right now. He's at 50. Here's the 3-1 to Santana, and Santana bounces one to first, backhanded by Cooper. He will feed to Avila, covering the bag, and there is one away. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
With Jeff Levering and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Riddle with you from American Family Field. 1-0 Padres, bottom of the fourth. Here's Sal Frelick. And the breaking ball drops in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Frelick grounded out to first, back in the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Inside to Frelick. And it's one ball and one strike. Sal missed those four games. The finale in Arlington against the Rangers. The two games against the Twins in last night's game. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball right back to Avila. Finds it on one hop in his glove. Lollipops a throw over to first to take care of Frelick. And just like that, there's two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Seniors WPS Health Insurance invites you to American Family Field for senior ticket discount days and a senior stroll. Receive 50% off tickets for select home games and stroll on the field after the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. First pitch to Willie Adames, who's the batter, is inside, and it's 1-0. Adames, a strikeout victim back in the second. 2-for-4 in last night's game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And a little bit late on a sinking fastball at 93. Willie'd love to have that one back. It's 1-1. As Adames goes, this offense clearly goes. 1-1 is up and in. Two balls and one strike. Doesn't mean that if he isn't red hot, the offense can't be productive. It's proven to be able to do that at times over the course of this season. But when he's hot, the offense is hot. 2-1. And he took a fastball up and away. And the count climbs to three balls and one strike. 333 average with four home runs over his last 13 games. During this six-game winning streak, 12 for 26 with three home runs. 3-1, ground ball, big hop at third base for Machado. Plants his feet and throws to first, and the inning is over. Brewers with three ground ball outs against Davila here in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the fifth. It's 1-0 Padres on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like $10 off all Cat work boots, cans of Seafoam are $8.48, and 5 quarts of Royal Purple Motor Oil start at $25.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 or more spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. Tires and batteries, trust and care. A Blaine's Farm and Fleet promise since 1955.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com.
It's 1-0 Padres as we head to the fifth inning and back in to call it for you. Here's Jeff.
Thanks so much, Lane. Luis Campusano leads it off against Peralta. Settled in nicely. Throws the first pitch curveball for strike one. Xander Bogaerts, solo homer, that's it. Brewers with one hit, a single by Monasterio. That's a little low, a changeup. One ball, one strike on Campusano, lined out to left back in the second inning. Nine straight retired by Peralta since the homer. There's two base runners in the contest for the Padres. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. Campusano was trying to do what Bogaerts did. Time used by the Padre catcher. Gamble to follow, and then Garrett Cooper. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Strikeout number 7 for Freddy Peralta. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. Now Ben Gamble bounced to short. In his initial time to the plate, how about a vibe check? A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. One away for Gamble. Peralta over his head and deals a swing and a miss at a changeup. That changeup has been a big pitch for Freddy Peralta tonight. It has come so far. It was his 13th changeup that he has thrown, 10 of them for strikes. There was another one that's fouled off the glove of the catcher, Contreras, and it's nothing in two. He's got a high whiff rate on it, on that changeup. 3 out of 7, swings and misses. 0-2 after a couple of shakes, the pitch. And the curveball, check swing, didn't go. Dan Merzel down at third. 1-2. The changeup, the second most used pitch so far for Freddy Peralta tonight. 1-2. Low into the dirt. Back-to-back breaking balls. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Deep breath by Peralta. And the 2-2. Ground ball, second base. Easy play for Terang on the lip of the grass of the outfield. Throws on to first. 2 up and 2 down. 11 straight retired by Peralta. and it's Garrett Cooper. Well, today's the kind of day that reminds you that fall is on the horizon. Gear up for a little Brewers baseball into the home stretch with a fleece vest giveaway. Game on Saturday, September 2nd against the Phillies. It's courtesy of Hupie and Abraham. Vest will be given to the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates. Cooper, ground ball, one hop, and it is off the glove of Terang and into center field. Hot shot by Garrett Cooper, and it ends up being a base hit. Just the second hit allowed, and a ball that took a bit of a crazy hop on Bryce Terang. And now Contreras is going to go out and chat with Freddie Peralta, who's going to have to work out of the stretch, and just the second hitter of the night. Ball had some odd spin on it. It knuckled off the bat of Cooper, and as it got to Bryce Terang, took a top spin bounce on him. And for Bryce Terang, fortunate to get just a glove on it. As Trent Grisham is the hitter. Contreras and Peralta finished with their conversation. Monasterio was a part of the chat as well. So here's Grisham. He struck out in the third inning. He's in the middle of a tough stretch of the plate. 4 for his last 42. Spans his last 16 games. Padres lead it 1-0 in the fifth. Cooper, a short lead pitch to Grisham, is fouled away on the curveball. 0-1 the count. Grisham, the number 9 hitter. Ha-Sung Kim, leadoff man on deck. Peralta kicks and throws. And a little high with a fastball at 93. 1-1. Cubs have taken the lead on the Pirates. It's 3-1 Chicago on the bottom of the third. Game being played in Pittsburgh. Brewers with the largest lead of anybody in the Central this season. 4-game lead entering play today. Grisham takes high for ball 2. 3.5 had been the high water mark for any team in the division all season. Until today, Brewers are 5 games clear of the Reds. Padres are 6.5 games back of the last wild card spot. 2-1 to Grisham. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on a changeup. 2-2. There's a bit of time left for San Diego, but not a ton of time. 33 games to go for the Padres. And they've got to leapfrog a number of teams. It's not like they have to just overtake one club. Throw to first has Cooper back.
How glad are they that they made the trade for Garrett Cooper now, too, with the injury to Jake Cronenworth last night.
Cronenworth with a fracture. So he's going to be out. The hope is if they make some sort of run that he could rejoin the club in October. That is very wishful thinking, too. 2-2, a swing and a miss at a slow curveball, and Grisham is gone. Padres are finished. They strand one. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Freddie Peralta. He has 8 through 5 innings. Halfway home, it's 1-0 San Diego on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers looking for some offense. Down 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth against Pedro Avila. First pitch to Mark Canna is a strike at the knees. 0-1 on Canna. Struck out back in the second inning. One of four Ks for Avila. He's been a ground ball machine. There's only been one fly ball out today. Canna fouls it off of Campusano behind the plate. Bryce Terang fly to right. Everything else has been a strikeout or on the ground. Five straight ground ball outs for Avila. Doesn't sound like he's going to be long for this ball game. Five innings maybe is what they were hoping for. He's at 61 pitches. Most he's thrown in a game this year, he threw 90 back on August 6th in relief. Went 4 2/3 out of the bullpen against the Dodgers. Gave up just a run, struck out 7 against LA that start. That appearance, I should say. Curveball, check swing, didn't go. And it's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Been great here in the month of August. Avila, 23 innings, just 3 runs, and 18 hits allowed. 1-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt with a curveball. Blocked by Campusano. 2 balls and 2 strikes. August and September, that means crunch time for pennant races. It also means you've got 2 months of great grilling before summer fades into fall. So don't miss a great day of grilling. With Usinger's, you will enjoy every bite. 2-2 down and away with a breaking ball. And the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Canna. So from 0-2 to full. Terang on deck. Brewers have had 3 base runners in the game. Padres have had 3 base runners. 3-2 coming back. And a ground ball left side. Machado into a foot-first dive. Gets up, throws to first, and safe is Mark Canna. Cooper couldn't hold the bag. Cooper had the scoop, but couldn't hold the bag. At least according to the first base umpire, Ramon De Jesus. And the Padres will not challenge. Canna hit a 2-hopper to Machado, got the glove on it, went into a foot-first slide, but Cooper was not on the bag. So it's a base hit. Leadoff man is on for the second time in 3 innings. And Bryce Terang, fly to right field in his initial plate appearance, is the hitter against Avila. Squares the bunt, lays it down. That's a good bunt. Avila picks it up, bare hand throw to first. Not in time. He beat it out. Base hit bunt, Bryce Terang. Showing off the wheels again. Had the game winner in extra innings against the Twins on Wednesday. That was a swinging bunt up the third baseline. This time laid down the actual bunt. Avila went to the bare hand and could not get Bryce Terang. Perfect bunt from Terang.
I know it's not this simple, but it feels like he could do that every at-bat if he wanted to.
There's so many base hits available for Bryce Terang just by bunting. I know there's a lot of folks that get out there and say, hey, he should be doing it more often. Hey, he's been swinging the bat great, but he could steal a hit or two every week by laying down more bunts. He's been showing it more often, especially since the All-Star break. But that time, that was perfection. Bullpen is stirring for San Diego. As Andrew Monasterio's the batter, he lined a single into left center back in the third inning. Just had a brief meeting at the mound with the entire infield. Brewers with first and second and nobody out. Bottom of the order trying to get involved in this one. Machado in on the grass at third. Cooper sneaking in at first base. Monasterio does not show, and a ground ball base hit to left. Canna will be sent around third. He'll score, and the Brewers have tied the game 1-1. With the Padres thinking bunt, it opened up a lot of holes on that infield. Monasterio got a sinker on the inner part of the plate, got it by the shortstop Bogarts, and Canna able to score easily on Gamel's arm in left. So now an opportunity for a much bigger inning as Tyrone Taylor comes up. Taylor hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Second straight game that he's been hit by a pitch. Infield in again on the corners. Avila delivers. Swing and a pop-up. First base side. That'll get out of play. 10 rows back of the Brewers dugout. So the Brewers with two infield singles, including a bunt hit by Bryce Terang, and then Monasterio finding a hole on the left side. 1-1 contest in inning number five. Avila throws. Swing and a miss. Two-seamer underneath his hands. Good pitch by Avila. Bullpen is moving for San Diego. 0-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt. Right-hander Scott Barlow, who the Padres got from the Royals at the trade deadline. He's the one getting ready in that bullpen. 70 pitches on the nose for Avila. The stretch, he checks his runners in the 1-2. Ground ball left side. Bogarts is going to get the out at third as Bryce Terang is forced out there. It goes 6-5 on the putout. That is a heads-up play by Bogarts. The play is taking him that way. And Manny Machado able to get back to the bag. So Monasterio to second. Taylor reaches on a fielder's choice. And now it's Christian Yelich. Yelich is due. This month of August has not been his most productive month offensively. After the month of July and even June that he produced, August has not been as kind to him. However, he's had some big hits. Looking for one right now. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off for third. Campuzano throws it into left field. Monasterio comes down the line to score. The Brewers have the lead. He got a massive jump on Avila, and then Campuzano just threw wayward to third base. So a steal and an E2. The Brewers lead it 2-1. Well, with a left-hander at the plate, two for the Brewers, Campuzano had a wide-open throwing lane and just airmailed the throw. Tyrone Taylor ends up following suit. He is at second base as part of a double steal. So Monasterio, an RBI, and a run scored, single-handedly giving the Brewers the lead. Taylor at second base. And the pitch, up and out. Fastball at 95 from Avila. A little small ball here in the fifth inning for Milwaukee. One pitch is high and a little bit outside. Three balls and no strikes on Yelich. Avila straightens up, checks his runner. 3-0 to Yelich. Ball four. Second walk issued by Avila. Runners are at first and second base with only one out. Barlow is ready in the bullpen. And it's William Contreras and Ruben Niebla, who almost got taken out by a sniper as he was making his way up the dugout steps. is going to go chat with Avila to give Barlow a little bit more time to get ready.
And the most important thing is he recovered.
He did not go down.
Like a true athlete would. Quick on his feet.
Well, you don't hear that said a lot about pitchers. You know what they say about pitchers. They're non-athletes. But Niebla, the pitching coach, never went down to the dirt. Well done. Big crowd starting to get loud. And a chance with a big hit here from Contreras to really erupt. Contreras with 13 homers, hit number 13 in that hot extra inning ball game on Wednesday. Felt like that ball was never going to come down. He hits against Avila. 0 for 2 today is Contreras, strikeout and the ground out. Good speed on the bases with Taylor at second, Yelich at first. Big gap in left center field as the first pitch. Swing and a foul. Fastball in the inner part of the plate. That's where Avila wants to work. He's trying to coax a ground ball from William Contreras. Two runs into the inning. Got the lead for the first time in the game. Avila ahead 0-1. His pitch is inside. Sinker with too much sink. One ball, one strike. Three straight hits opened up the inning. A one-out walk to Yelich. Double steal pulled off. One-one. Ground ball, third base, fair, down into the corner. One run is in. Yelich is on the move. He'll score all the way from first. Contreras not stopping at second. He's on his way to third with a two-run triple. Ben Gamble thought that ball was going to hit off the sidewall and kick out to him. Instead, it got caught up in the corner. And William Contreras with a two-run triple down the left field line. That's going to do it for Avila. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made by Bob Melvin. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers, and they want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Barlow's coming in. Brewers with a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly Beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Brewers still hitting in the bottom half of inning number five. Official scorer has ruled that a double and an E7 as Gamble had some issues with it in the left field corner. So $75 to the Mac Fund. That's courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. Carlos Santana against Scott Barlow, the new pitcher for San Diego. Long-haired right-hander throws down and in for ball one. These two former teammates with the Royals, Barlow and Santana. I don't know. I got a feeling that might get changed back to a triple. I don't know. We'll see. 1-0 is a curveball low. Two balls and no strikes. Avila, 4 1/3 innings, 78 pitches. On the hook for the runner at third. The infield is up for San Diego. 2-0 on Santana. Barlow throws. Line down the right field line, a fair ball. Heads towards the corner as Tatis digs it out. Santana with an RBI double. It's 5-1 Brewers. That ball was rifled down the right field line by Santana. Another $75 for the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. Back-to-back doubles officially. A five-run fifth inning. The Brewers had a five-run third inning in yesterday's game. As the pitch is a strike on Sal Frelick. All good things coming in fives for the Brewers. But no homers in this inning. Singles and doubles. Frelick 0 for 2 in his return to the starting lineup. Curveball hit towards the middle, but right there is Bogarts behind the bag to throw out Sal Frelick. And the ninth man to hit in the inning. Santana was able to move to third on the play. Willie Adames. Oh for 2 is Willie. Strikeout and the ground out against Avila. Brewers with a 5-1 lead. Barlow at the belt, kicks the leg and throws home. That's down and out. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Barlow. 5 runs on 6 hits in the contest for Milwaukee's offense. Averaging just over 6 runs a game during this 6-game winning streak as Adames took a big curveball inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Pitch. Another big curveball left over the inside corner, but it missed. 3 balls and no strikes. The month of August has been a very fruitful one offensively for the Brewers. 3-0 coming. No green light. That's ball 4. Brewers have hit around on another Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin walk. Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference.
Jeff, during this winning streak, you just mentioned the offense. They've scored at least 6 runs in every one of these wins. And if you go through the month of August, they have scored 6 runs or more 12 times and could be on their way to a 13th time here tonight.
Around the corners for Canna, who started this whole thing with a base hit on the infield. And the pitch is a strike with a breaking ball. During the 6-game winning streak, additionally, they're outscoring their opponents 43-24. So plus 19 in the run differential during this 6-game streak. They've got a 4-run lead at the moment. A 1 coming is high, and Canna took it. 1 ball, 1 strike. Single, single, single start of the inning. Brewers pulled off a double steal. 2-run double by Contreras. RBI double by Santana. And here we are with runners on the corners. That's outside. 2 balls, 1 strike on Canna. Barlow on in relief. Avila started the inning. And now the 2-1. That's away again with a breaking ball, 3-1. Canna is the fourth batter that Barlow is facing in the inning. Barlow's 3-1. Outside, ball four, and they are loaded. Back-to-back walks. Barlow's retired, just one batter. He's walked two and allowed a double. And now Bryce Terang gets a chance. Terang with a bunt base hit. And Ruben Niebla up out of the dugout. Flawlessly this time around. And he goes out to go have a word with Barlow and the rest of the infield. Don't forget, let's get all the Golden Eagles, Panthers, and Badgers assembled here at American Family Field. You can start the semester at Brewers College Night. It's presented by GE Healthcare. It's coming up on September the 1st. That's next Friday. Special College Night ticket. You'll get a Brewers hat in your school's colors and a $10 concessions credit. Get your tickets by going to brewers.com. That sounds like a college kid's dream. $10 concession voucher plus a cap with your school's logo on it. And you get a ball game. Brewers-Phillies. Meeting over on the mound, Tom Cosgrove, left-hander, playing catch in the Padres' bullpen. Terang waits, the first offering. Curve ball, missed low, ball one. Barlow has now thrown 15 pitches. He's thrown just four strikes. Five runs in so far. The 1-0. Curve ball, that caught the corner for a strike. 1-1. Snaps the stretch of five straight out of the zone. One pitch. Popped him up. Shallow center field. Ha-Sung Kim into the outfield. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers get five in the inning on five hits. There were a couple of Padres errors too, and leave them loaded. Heading to the sixth, Freddy Peralta's got a 5-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Get 11% off great tools at Menards. Passload's fuel system makes their cordless nailers the lightest weight in the market. Provides longer run times between charges and portability on the job site without hoses or compressors. The Passload framing nailer kit is $324.98 after 11% off. Start working more efficiently and pick one up today. Good through August 27th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Play Brewers Baseball Bingo, presented by U.S. Cellular, for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download MLB Ballpark app on the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sixth inning, Ha-Sung Kim leads it off. Brewers with a 5-1 lead. And the first pitch from Freddy Peralta misses low for ball one. All five runs charged to Avila, the starter. 1-0 pitch is a strike. And it's 1-1. Be interesting to see how Freddy Peralta comes out of the gates here after sitting for quite some time, a pitching change, plus a long inning where the Brewers send 11 men to the plate. Kim takes inside, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 2 balls and 1 strike on Kim. 0-for-2 is Ha-Sung Kim, a pop-up and a ground-out. 2-1 offering. Fastball is called for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Good spot from Freddy Peralta. It's where he wants to be. Kim, then Tatis next. 3-1 coming. Popped him up. Foul territory and out of play. And it's 3-2. Right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. For more details. Three and two on Ha-Sung Kim, right-handed hitter. Peralta, his payoff. Line drive, foul, first base side. Ends up right at the feet of Tyrone Taylor. He'll pick it up, toss it up into the seats. Brewers and Padres one more time tomorrow afternoon before the Brewers head south to take on the Chicago Cubs. Adrian Hauser against Michael Wacha. Pitch is ball 4, and Contreras frustrated that Peralta missed at the location. He's going to go out and chat with Freddie. A leadoff walk. It's the second free pass issued by Peralta. Just the second base runner that he has allowed since the second inning. Tatis is the hitter. Again, a 4-run lead for the Brewers. This is not the part of the lineup you want to be flirting with. Tatis, Soto, Machado, Bogarts, 4 in a row. Tatis digs in, couple of strikeouts against Peralta. He has 8 in the game. 80 pitches on the nose for Freddie. First one to Tatis. Check swing. He went. And it's 0-1. Tatis, 2 hits, including a double yesterday. 2 out of 6 overall in the series. Sitting on 20 homers. 0-1 is low. He tried the changeup. 1 ball, 1 strike. And throwing that changeup an awful lot, especially to right-handed hitters. As the Brewers bullpen starts to get moving, Elvis Peguero is playing catch in the Brewers pen. Peralta's 1-1. Popped him up, right side, Tyrone Taylor giving chase. This one is foul. Couple of rows back. And 2 on Tatis. Going away. Here comes Freddie. Missed high. Misses have been rather dramatic misses in this sixth inning. High again with a fastball. Didn't get the chase from Tatis. The count runs full. See if they send Kim, even though the Padres are trailing by 4. Try and get him moving. We'll see. 3-2. Nobody out. Peguero again loosening in the Brewers' bullpen. 3-2 pitch. Kim stays put. And a swing and a miss. And a fastball right down the middle at 96. Ninth strikeout for Freddy Peralta. Ortho ASAPKs, all 9 of them. I mean, it doesn't get more center cut than what Peralta just delivered. It's one of those fastballs that has that invisible feel to it. Now Juan Soto. He has walked and popped to short. First offering. call for ball one, the changeup. 1-0 on Soto. The Brewers with that five-run fifth inning. It's the first time since April 2nd and 3rd this year where they've had consecutive games scoring five runs in an inning. Soto takes a strike. Another changeup right on the outside corner. Those are the games where the Brewers were just hitting homer after homer after homer. Three straight homers off of Max Scherzer. And then the next day, all kinds of home runs. Soto takes a strike with a curveball. One and two. The first time since early April. Soto waits, chokes up just slightly with two strikes. 1-2 coming. Missed outside. 95 on the fastball. Peralta right at 90 pitches. Most pitches he's thrown in any inning so far tonight. 21, he did that in the first. Put up a zero. 17 pitches already in the inning, facing his third hitter. 2-2. Foul back. Soto got to that one, but not enough. 2-2. Peralta threw 109 pitches, matching his career high in his last start against Texas. That was last Saturday. 2-2 again. Curveball raked foul down the right field line. 76 miles an hour on the slow curve. The beat goes on with Juan Soto. Machado waiting in the wings. Sign laid down. Here's the 2-2. Missed outside with a changeup. So 3-2 with one away. Another full count to a Padres hitter. Three pitches and counting for Freddie, trying to get through this sixth inning. 3-2, runner goes. And it's low for ball four. He took the changeup, and it's another walk in this sixth inning for Freddie. Here's Manny Machado, and with the score at 5-1, here comes Craig Counsell. At 94 pitches, he does not want Freddie Peralta to face Manny Machado. Call has been made, and Elvis Peguero is coming into this ballgame to face Manny Machado. Craig Counsell with a couple of claps and a pat on the back for Freddie Peralta. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. Why don't you enjoy the game? So cheer first, scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Strong ovation for Freddie Peralta. 9 Ks. And hoping to be the winner in this one. Brewers lead at 5-1. Pitching change in Milwaukee. Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now.
featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like $10 off all Cat work boots, cans of Seafoam are $8.48, and 5 quarts of Royal Purple Motor Oil start at $25.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 or more spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. Tires and batteries, trust and care. A Blaine's Farm and Fleet promise since 1955.
Manny Machado coming up. San Diego trailing 5-1 against the Brewers in the top of the sixth. Freddy Peralta's day is done. 9 strikeouts, 5 1/3 innings. Still on the hook for the two runners that are on base. And Peguero on to face Machado. Elvis in appearance number 51, and ERA just north of 3.5. First pitch, a swing and a foul on the slider from Peguero. 0-1 the count. Peguero last worked against the Twins on Wednesday. Worked the 10th inning, picked up his 4th win, gave up an unearned run. Needs a ground ball, 0-1. That's a slider down and out. 1-1. He's got that super sinker at his disposal. It's what he used in Wednesday's game to try and get Ryan Jeffers. He ended up having a swinging bunt that allowed the go-ahead run to score at the time. Brewers, of course, came back to tie it and win it in the 10th. 1-1. Ground ball through the left side of base hit. They're going to send the runner. Yelich has it. His throw is going to be cut off. And it's a 5-2 Brewers lead on the run-scoring single by Manny Machado. Fastball in the inner part of the plate, and he got the barrel to that one quickly. So one of Peralta's runs scores. Soto moves to second, and now it's Xander Bogaerts. When Manny Machado was pulling those hips open, he was sitting on a fastball on the inside part of the plate. That's exactly what he got. Second RBI of the series for Manny Machado. Xander Bogaerts, a homer and a strikeout today. 5-2 Brewers, tying run at the plate. Peguero throws, and the slider is a called strike at the knees. That low strike has been there at times for Lance Barksdale. Not all the time. Peguero got one. The 0-1. Ground ball hit towards third. Mosterio has it. The second one to first. Got him, double play. Great scoop by Santana, and the inning is over. Monasterio got it quickly to Bryce Terang. That was the key. And then Terang able to make the turn quick. And Santana holding the bag at first. Good play. 5-4-3. The inning is over. Padres get 1. 5.5 complete. Brewers 5. Padres 2. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one, a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers getting a huge double play to end that last half inning. Means another $100 donated to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin from the law firm of Hupie and Abraham. Visit Hupie.com to learn more about the win or its free guarantee. The man who started that double play, Andrew Monasterio, leads off against Barlow and takes ball one with a slider. Monasterio, a run-scoring single, and also scored a run as part of that five-run fifth. Pitch from Barlow, down and out, and it's two balls and no strikes. And close the book officially on Freddy Peralta. Not quite a quality start, but a very good start. Five and a third innings. Two runs on two hits. He walked three, struck out nine. Peguero got the double play he wanted. 2-0 to Monasterio, right down the middle for strike one. Tyrone Taylor is due next, and then Christian Yelich. Barlow rocks and fires. Curveball caught the inside corner, and it's 2-2 on Monasterio. Cosgrove, the left-hander, still throwing in the Padres bullpen. That's probably for Yelich. 2-2. Missed slightly wide. Three balls and two strikes. Monasterio's yet to take the bat off of his shoulder. The payoff to the Brewers' third baseman. Hit foul. Stays at three balls and two strikes. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant tonight, Donald Grohol from La Crosse. $250 in the jackpot for Donald. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, left side. Backhanded play, Bogaerts throws across his body wide, and the tag is applied by Garrett Cooper for out number one. Craig Counsell holding up for just a moment, but that throw led Cooper directly into Monasterio. Nothing he could have done about it. Pretty good play by Xander Bogaerts. Better play by Garrett Cooper, who got him on the thigh. So if a member of the Brewers hits a home run in the inning, $250 for Donald Grohol from La Crosse. $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Taylor takes down and away with a fastball, 1-0. First time that Monasterio has been retired in the game. That ground ball too short. 1-0 to Tyrone Taylor. Curveball hanging in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Hit by a pitch and then reached on a fielder's choice, stole a base, and then scored on the William Contreras two-run double. Popped him up, foul territory on the right side and in the seats. 1-2 on Tyrone Taylor. Depending on what happens with Tyrone, that'll depend on whether Barlow faces Yelich or not. 1-2 pitch, curveball popped him up. This one is going to be an out as Ha-Seon Kim is there to make the catch. And here comes Bob Melvin. So, no matter what, Yelich was going to get the left-hander. Tom Cosgrove will be coming into this ball game with two outs and nobody on base. U.S. Cellular called the bullpen has been made. Proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the ball game, so make sure you cheer first and then scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Barlow is finished, I believe. There has not been a move to the bullpen yet from Bob Melvin. I don't know what he's waiting for. Cosgrove's done warming up. He's been loosening since the last half inning. They have yet to open up the bullpen gates. Bob Melvin, what's he giving, a dissertation on something here? I think the umpires are just waiting for him to make a move. I don't know why. Nobody is opening that bullpen gate. Now, finally, Bob Melvin says, okay, you can come in now. Tom Cosgrove was sitting there with his hands in his pants going, hey, come on.
I'm ready. No extra pitches. 5-2 is the score. Bottom of the sixth. Brewers have the lead. The Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change?